So, guys, my first podcast. I don't know what to name my podcast. I was thinking random things or something. I don't know what to name it. It's kind of hard to name podcasts. I was like, how am I supposed to name podcasts? I don't know. But I don't even know at this point. Like, I started podcasts because I feel like it's just a way for me to talk about things that'll just let loose off my mind, because I don't know. I feel like I have a bunch of things I can say but don't want to say it to certain people because they'll twist and turn your words or whatever and say that you said this. I'm not talking about like people, I'm talking about subjects. But I don't know. I honestly started this podcast because of Karen and Qua, my favorite YouTubers. My favorite YouTubers are Karen and Qua. Their Instagram is at Karen Swanson, at Qua underscore Negan. And their YouTube channel is at KK and Baby J. At KK and Baby J. It's KK and Baby J. And honestly, they've inspired me to do so much stuff. They inspired me to start a YouTube channel, which I feel like I can do, but I feel like it's not going to be best for me because I feel like I can do this. I can just get on my phone and record a quick audio. And then on YouTube, you have to go in, edit the video, make sure it looks good. And I feel like it's more hard. It's harder. So eventually, I'll get there. But they've always inspired me to like do your dreams or whatever. I've watched them for forever. Literally, I watched Jackson grow up ever since they started their channel. I watched Landon grow up. And I'm currently watching Sutton grow up. And honestly, they just inspired me to do this. Anyways, back to my point. Today's subject is school drama. I am, in fact, enrolled in school. And when people involve me in drama and people just start drama, I laugh. Because to me, drama is the funniest thing in the world. And I don't know why it's so funny to me. I feel like it's funny when it's a funny matter, but when it's like serious drama, which is drama ever really serious because it gets resolved? But I feel like if it's like drama about somebody's family, like that type of drama is not funny. Like people trying to commit, it's not funny. But like when it's drama like this girl sent nudes to him, like, okay, or this boy sent nudes to him, I'm like, okay, that's kind of funny, but at the same time it's like, why would you do that? But I feel like my opinion on drama is literally stupid and pointless. People will literally put you in drama for no reason. Like, I've been called up to the front office so many times for drama that I've known about and I've told them I've known about and haven't gotten in trouble for it because I choose to keep myself out of it. Personally, I like to stay in my own lane. But if it's at a serious extinct where these people are really trying to, like, do stuff to me, like, threaten me, and I haven't said anything about their drama, I'm just like, you really trying to do something. So I do get involved. Like, I've got involved in one quote-unquote drama scandal this year because of this girl that I don't even talk to. That's the crazy thing. You'll help out somebody, and then they'll get so mad at you for telling the truth to them, and then you're not friends. And honestly, I'm fine with that. Like, I, in my friend group, which people think I'm popular, honestly, I'm not. Literally, I'm not. I am the last thing for popular. I just hang out with a lot of people. But out of all my friend group, I trust maybe 3 or 4 people at the max 5. Because it's really hard to trust people and tell people things. And you know how that how that person's background is. Not saying that I can like look at somebody and be like, oh yeah, you're fake. Like, you're going to go say something. Like, I don't talk bad about people. And if I do, those people know. If I do quote unquote talk bad, those people know that I've said something about them because I'll tell them. They'll bring it up and I'll be like, yeah, I was about to text you. Matter of fact, like they'll text, like when they're asking, I'm texting this. I'm like, I know you're going to hear about it and I could care less, but this and this, I did say this about you. And yes, I know you're probably going to get mad, but that's how I feel in that way. And then I'll text them and be like, yes, I said this, or blah, 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 if they ask me. I'm not going to be sit scared and be like, no, I don't know who said that, blah, blah, blah. If somebody asks me if I'm talking about them, I'm like, yes, why does this look like I'm talking about you? Then obviously I'm talking about you. Like, sometimes I'll be smart because that person will piss you off so much that you're at the point where you're like, okay, I'm done. But, like, also, it's very hard to trust people because people will just get in your friendship for your money. Not saying I'm rich, but people often like to think I'm rich because my family is able to afford the things they are, but it's not like I'm rich. It's not like I'm living in this $8 million house and have all 75-inch TVs in my house. Like, no, I live a pretty normal life. People think I'm rich because I have an iPhone X, I have AirPods, I have an Apple Watch. That does not make you rich. Just because you can afford that stuff doesn't mean I'm rich. Like, I can afford that stuff because I can buy it with my own money. My parents don't buy everything for me. Yeah, they help, they do stuff, but it's to the point where your parents are not trying to be like, get down, but your parents are not going to be there for you all the time. It's true, your parents do eventually pass. Everyone does eventually pass. But your parents, say you turn 18, your parents are, your mom or whatever has cancer and is on the verge of her life or death, and you're over here asking her for money. Like, literally, what's your problem? Like, your parents aren't going to be there forever. Just saying that. So, back to my topic. I don't know how I get off topic so easily. Or they'll be friends with you just for drama and tea. And I have a good story about this. I have this friend, had this friend. I'm not going to say any names. This person literally was my friend because in my school, I'm not saying I'm popular, but people often think I'm popular, like I said. But people will come to me, my other friends will come to me and tell me tea about this or that, or tell me drama, and be like, girl, tea. I'm like, okay, what? Just tell me. I could care less. And I'll tell them that I could care less. Unless it's drama that's, like, interesting. I still don't care about it, but I'll listen to it. Like, I'll actually listen to it. They'll come up to me and they'll be like, blah, 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 this and that, this and that. And then this person is like, I haven't tried talking to you because I'm scared and blah, blah, this. And I'm like, why are you scared? Like, okay. And then you found out, like, literally people are so bad at hiding things. You found out that they're fake. I'm like, I kind of saw that coming. Like, if someone's fake about me, it's fake to me, I kind of see it coming because it's just like, yeah, you seem like the person that would be fake. Not trying to be mean, but, like, you're from tea that I've heard, because people do tell me tea quite often, from tea that I've heard, your name does not have a good reputation. Not saying that my name does, but, like, I don't get involved in many things. Like, the most I'll get involved in is, like, drama that has to do with me, but that's it. So people, you can't just go on a mic and be like, I trust you because you kept this secret. Like, girl, just because someone keeps your secret don't mean you can trust them. They might not even keep your secret. They might tell your best friend. That's not keeping your secret. Like, I'm not going to lie and say someone told me a secret and I haven't told my best friend. Yes, I've told my best friend just because she's asked, and I was just like, okay, I'll just tell you. But that person doesn't go around saying things. But just because I've maybe done that once or twice in my entire life, to be honest. But it's kind of funny because middle school drama shouldn't be taken seriously, but yet people take it so seriously, and I'm just sitting here like, do you really need to take it that serious? Is it really that serious? Like, it's just so crazy. Like, this one time I got called into the front office, and this person is making all these accusations on me, and I'm just like, I'm sitting there confused, and the lady looks at me like I'm stupid, and I'm just like, she can tell I'm confused. I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm like, what is this? Like, yeah, I will be honest with the APs or whatever the heck they're called, assistant principals. I'm like, yeah, I've heard of this drama. I haven't got myself involved in it because there's no point in me getting involved with it when I have nothing to do with it. My name does not even need to be in this drama. Like, what? Like, drama is just so silly. Because people would be like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you talk so much mess about that person behind their back, and then you see them 3 minutes later walking buddy-buddy with them. Like, I'm not going to lie, I've had a lot of close friends this year, and then we've all drifted because they've took bad paths, and I'm staying on my path, staying in my lane, not swerving, because that's what I'm trying to do. People think, wow, you're such a bum because you don't dress. People think, wow, you're so lonely because you're single. And to me, that stuff does not matter. Like, that stuff doesn't matter to me. I don't care that I'm single. I don't care that I dress like a bum. I'm not going to school to impress nobody. I'm not going to school to making friends. Yeah, people's parents want you to go to school because they want you to have a quote-unquote social life. But I go to school, maybe make up a couple friends, have a couple friends that I actually stick with, but I stay in my lane. And then it's just crazy that people will just automatically just go crazy for no reason. I'm just like, okay, yeah, that's pretty nice. So I hope y'all enjoyed that little clip, like, little piece of my of drama, in quotations, how I feel about drama, that drama is silly, that about how I handle drama is I stay in my lane, but if it's to an extent that I need to get in it and need to get involved, I will. And I'm not the type of person to automatically be like, oh, you brought me in drama, I'm gonna go snitch. I'm the person that'll handle it between me and that person. And if that person still is continuing, I'll handle it again. And then eventually that person goes and they would go tell. And I'm just sitting here like, okay, whatever. But yeah, this was my episode. Let me know if you liked it. My Instagram at is at Janiyah, Ariel. So let me know. And yeah, I honestly enjoyed this because it lets me talk about things that you can't, like, talk to somebody about. Well, you can, but, like, I'm talking to people, like, people are listening to this, but I'm not, like, talking to them and hearing their opinion and, like, counteracting. But yeah, I like this. It's pretty nice. I'll have more next. I think I want to do one about YouTube because, I don't know, I feel like YouTube is sometimes can be betrayed, sometimes can't be, and YouTube is just a lot. It's just a lot. So hope you guys enjoyed, and let me know some names for my podcast because I really don't know what to name it. I know Karen and Quaz, going back to them because they're literally my favorite, is Bait, which I thought was really neat because it's Be a YouTuber, they said, which is Bait, and it's honestly really nice. And I'm like, oh, I need to come up with something like that, like some like cool name. And yeah, I want to know what I should come up with. But yeah, I'm gonna see what I can come up with, but I don't know. I don't even know what to name it. Like, Emma Chamberlain's a stupid genius. I think I should name mine, like, Stupid Opinions, or, like, I don't know what to name it, but let me know. I did have fun recording and, you know, talking about stuff. So, yeah. Thanks for listening. Bye.